With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, I don't know. I was like, your lunch yesterday was like you were going to the chair.
Yeah, well.
And the noises you were making while you were eating your roast beef au jus.
Yeah, it's a prime rib au jus.
Prime rib au jus, is that
what
it was?
Well, all right. So here's my side of the story, right? So I know who we're going out to lunch with, right? Friends. And one of the guys that we're going out to lunch with is a legit, like, 6'5", 300-pound guy, right? So I'm thinking, like, everybody's going to be eating sandwiches and steaks and, like, going to town. So,
right.
So I go to get myself excited about this lunch. You know, I go and go to the menu beforehand, you know, because I had not been to this place.
We go to a steakhouse over in Morristown, New Jersey. All right, Roots Steakhouse. Place was great.
It was awesome. So I look at the menu because I hadn't been there before.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. You know, this seems like a lunch where we're all going to go.
Like a real man lunch.
What does that Guy Fieri say? Flavor Town? Like, we're going down to, like, Chow Town, Flavor Town, this lunch.
Yeah.
So I see this sandwich.
The good news was we weren't paying for lunch, so that was good.
Yeah, so
somebody just went to town.
I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, this is the sandwich. Prime rib. You dunk it in the au jus, right?
Au jus. Look at that.
I mean, I'm dunking sandwiches. Anytime I get a chance to dunk a sandwich.
A kid from Bellport is now dunking his sandwiches in au jus.
I am, man.
Come on, man.
Proudly. So then I'm like the second to last guy to order, and everybody, these giant men who I'm thinking you're going to have a hearty lunch. I'll have the chop salad, please. I'll have the corn chowder with the chop salad. And then it gets around to you. I'm like, I can count on Boomer. Like, Boomer's going to get a cheesesteak. Boomer's going to get a porterhouse for two for just him. Like, they're going to bring in, like a hind quarter like Robert De Niro was selling in The Irishman. Like,
yes.
They're just going to, like, bring in that thing and slow roast it in front of you and just going to take a fork to it and eat it. Or a giant turkey leg like a king would have in his big chalice.
Yeah, but you didn't know that I actually had that last night for dinner.
Right, I had no idea. Right. And you go, I'd like to have the salmon, please, on a salad dressing on the side.
No, the arugula salmon.
Oh, the arugula salmon. Arugula. I'm like, what the hell?
You ordered salmon at a steakhouse.
At arugula.
What the hell?
Arugula salmon, it was good.
So you're now off the hook.
So now.
No, wait a minute. Time out. The reason I did that is because later on in the day, I was meeting a buddy of mine at this place called 4 Charles Street. It's the name of the restaurant. Which is also a steakhouse. And they are known for their prime ribs and they're known for their steaks.
Right, so he gets
and
the
it's
salmon.
It's a hard place to get into. So I got the salmon at Roots because I had eaten at Roots before.
Ugh.
I had to save the space for the steak at Charles Street, which was off the charts.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I'm counting on you to order something like I'm going to order. You don't do it. So I'm like quickly, do I pivot? And I said, no, I'm not doing it. I said, prime rib au jus right here. Let's go. And as everybody's talking, I'm just dunking my sandwich. Oh, yeah, tell me that story again.
Then you hear.
Yeah, oh, it was great. Oh, it was awesome.
Holy crap.
Sucked it right down.
And I had to tell the guy next to me, don't worry about him.
Yeah. No, I know.
He's all right. He's a little hungry. You know, we don't get much sleep. And
you guys know.
He's got a free lunch, and he's going to make the most of it.
Everybody here who works these hours understands that, like, by noon, it's the hungriest you ever were in your life.
It is like the Hunger Games, and you took it to a whole nother level.
I mean,
yesterday.
You throw an au jus in front of me at that point. You're lucky I didn't pour it over my head like I was in a bath.
It was a little troubling, I will say.
It was more troubling for me that you were eating this arugula salmon salad. Like, that's what was troubling. Like, I was judging you for that, like, the whole time.
I know you were.
I didn't like it at all. It made me feel self-conscious, quite honestly.
But I had the steak last night.
So okay, good. I'm glad we're back. I'm glad the world has restored itself.
100%.
All right, Jerry, you got something for us?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catena Service Center. First-class service at affordable prices. Yankees, making moves, maybe. We'll see. According to reports, they did meet with Garrett Cole in California. Brian Cashman went out there, along with Aaron Boone and Matt Blake. He's the new pitching coach. And it looks like they're going to talk to Steven Strasburg today. So we'll see if they actually put any offers out there and what they end up with.
Yeah.
But at least they are they're active already.
Something that's a little bit interesting about this is, if you remember last year, they had guys come to them. They didn't go anywhere. They had they had Patrick Corbin come to them. They had Manny Machado come to them. You know, so they flew out there to meet with Gerrit Cole. And I guess Strasburg maybe in the same trip, or maybe they'll come back at a different time. But they are aggressive.
If you guys had your choice, which one of these two? I know who I would want.
Probably Strasburg, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I know what Cole's been. I'm worried about him going forward, though, the last few years of a deal.
I'd say Cole. I want Cole.
Yeah, I want Cole, too. I mean, not that, you know, Steven's fine. I just always feel like something was amiss down in Washington with him. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
but he got through that, though.
I feel like he's just, it sounds ridiculous. He's been around a while. I feel like he's just hitting stride now.
Yeah.
And Cole's been there.
I don't know. Man, Cole was unbelievable.
The Yankees end up with either one of those guys, their fan base is going to be doing backflips.
And they're going to. Yeah. They'll end up with one of them.
It's tough, right? Because let's say that the Angels have a comparable offer to the Yankees, and this guy, you know, Gerrit Cole, desperately wants Southern California. Same thing with Steven Strasburg. Do these guys want to throw themselves in the pressure cooker of being a New York Yankee when they can go back home?
Or are they just using the Yankees as leverage?
Right. Like, I mean, for them.
Possible.
I don't know. I don't think it's a lock. I don't.
From baseball to football, Giants corner Steven Tisch, you talked about this earlier. Here he was with Bruce Beck from NBC yesterday. He was asked about Shermer and Gettleman. Here was the answer.
Do you believe in your coach, and do you believe in your general manager?
Those decisions and conversations are not going to be made this morning. It's really at the end of the season that John and I are going to sit down and talk about all of these issues.
I mean, that sounded very matter of fact.
He said there is more to discuss.
You know, as partners, we, you know, have to be very honest with each other about where we see this team going into the 2020 season.
Yeah, I mean, I would have, if I'm Pat Shermer, would have preferred yes, as opposed to, well, these conversations. I mean, do you believe in your coach? How about a yes, if I'm Pat Shermer? But I can understand why Steve Tisch went with.
Yeah, but if he says yes, and then 4 weeks from now, he decides to fire the coach.
Happens all the time in sports.
I know, then we go back, and then we make fun of that. So
I don't know necessarily.
I thought it was very respectful, and I thought, you know, he answered it like most owners would answer it. Like, not committal one way or the other. That's what it felt like to me.
I don't know. We've heard so many times in sports when an owner will say, the dreaded vote of confidence, right? Don't we always talk about
it? Well, Christopher Johnson gave Adam Gasek that dreaded vote of confidence, but it wasn't the dreaded vote of confidence. It was, he's my coach, and we're moving forward with
but
him.
So my point is that's a guy who believed in his coach. Yesterday, this is a co-owner who does not.
Jerry Jones has believed in his coach for a while. Doesn't sound like it anymore, though.
Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
That's a weird one.
Was the follow-up where?
I haven't got to that yet. So he talked for 19 minutes he was on the Fan in Dallas yesterday.
With only one question was asked,
this
right?
Not many.
I'm telling you.
This is the clip we have in the system. I want to hear all the context to it.
So Jason Garrett has played for him, has coached for him.
Yes,
Jason
and he loves
Garrett's
him.
Been a part of that organization for, 20 years now? I think it's 20 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Longer,
so it's one
actually.
Of the reasons why I do admire the patience that Jerry Jones has had, even though Jerry Jones can be a real pain in the ass media-wise for these coaches and for other teams for that matter.
Balls.
Yep. but I think I get the sense that he really wants Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma.
Unless they go win four straight games, win the division, and win a couple of games in the playoffs.
And then win a Super Bowl. And then you see that.
Well, I think that would help, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Garrett's reflection of clapping and slapping guys on the butts in the Lombardi.
What do you think about Thursday night's game against the Bears?
I think every week Cowboys will win that game.
And by the way, you're doing that game, I heard.
I am doing that game,
yeah,
yes.
Well, when were you going to
tell
us?
I mean, you kept that from us.
I did. I told Greg the other day.
Yeah, but you knew for a month.
And to be quite honest with you, actually, I do believe I did tell you.
No, you didn't tell me.
In your office when I was getting makeup one morning when we were watching highlights of the Cowboys on a Monday morning. I did.
I don't remember that.
Whatever. And then I was also going to tell you, if you remember on Monday when you were walking out and I was holding the door for you, when you then asked me about if I knew a certain producer.
Yeah.
At that moment, I was about to tell you that I was not going to be in yesterday.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
Right. Well, I told Greg.
Okay.
And then I was going to let you know about Thursday and Friday, and then the conversation took a left turn.
You love leaving doors open, don't you? You're holding doors for Boomer. You're
like
leaving
door
doors open. You're
son of a bitch.
Hey, you're a door.
I would
open
say
guy.
Open. I said unlocked. Yeah. My
no,
bad.
Well, no, because that door, Boomer's office door, closes and locks. So you had to leave it wide open.
If you turn the key, you turn it to the left, it stays locked. You turn it to the right, the door.
See, this is a major thing, though, because I think that yesterday when we talked about the whole Pat Boyle thing, if
I'm the star of WFAN. I'm WFAN's Pat Boyle.
Yeah.
The
so
was that?
That was him yesterday. That was Pat Boyle. That was the kid. So, like, if he actually checked to see if the door was open and went
that's
in,
a hold, then.
I think that's even worse.
I think regardless, it's not good, but whatever.
Anyhow,
it's not good
regardless.
If the door is open and the guy peeks his head in, that's one thing.
Right, exactly. I'm
but
with
if
Boomer.
The door is closed your head and you open the door. Now we're talking about a fireball fence.
Right. Whatever. That having been said, my fault. I told you that's my fault, but that's what I was going to tell you that. And we
all right, so your
in
fault.
A different
so
direction.
What do we do with that?
I have no idea. Why don't you suspend me for the next 2 days?
You want to be suspended.
What's that?
You want to be
no, he's not going to be here anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. What do you want to tell you? Take my key back.
Do you think the door was left open?
This is a real
this
important
is a,
issue
a really
here.
Important
all I
thing.
Can tell you is, like I said, I was walking out. I glanced. I thought the door was shut.
You glanced?
Yeah, man, I looked down the hall, but I didn't go check. My fault.
I would say, based on what has happened in the past, that door was left open because the makeup gals still go in there to clean up while the show starts. They never shut the door to lock it because
I would never think so.
They don't think
they
to do
that
it.
I would go back there.
Right.
Who was the makeup girl on
Allie
Friday?
Was Friday.
So it's Allie's fault then.
No, it's not. It's my fault. Not even close to Allie's fault.
Yeah. I think
her name shouldn't even be brought up. It's my fault.
She's just doing the same thing she always
right.
does. Jerry was the one who had to
well,
make sure.
Well, maybe
that
she, if she had a little bit more awareness about me not
no,
being
no.
here.
No. Not her fault at all.
I mean, what happens?
Not blame
like,
Allie. How about this? People
about
just respect your
awareness?
Space. How about that?
Yeah. Jerry, bingo.
Can we just respect your space?
I always think about, you know, awareness of athletes on the field, on the ice, on the court, whatever it is. You know, certain guys have a sixth sense about them and they really understand what's going on. Like, I think around here, like, there's none of that. Like, there's just no awareness.
Or respect. Well, this to me is the same thing as if, like, and it's happened in the past. If Imus's door was left open, if Mike and Chris's door was left, I would never dream of going in their office.
That was one of my
never.
Points yesterday, man.
Gio was all over this poor kid. I mean, you know, it was just like beating him down into like a pulp.
Well, you also, I mean, you went after him pretty hard, too.
Well,
remember, we
I
had to dump you for crying
Twitter
out loud. I mean, we had to dump Boomer yesterday because
did
of the
really?
Name because of the name he called it. Yes. Twice. So it wasn't just me hammering
it was his Twitter picture or his Twitter profile.
Yeah,
right.
You look like a like an entitled little douche.
Hey-o.
All right, so.
So, my
you're
fault.
Not going to be here tomorrow.
No, I will not be.
And you are calling the Cowboys-Bears game on the Compass Radio Network.
Compass Media Networks, yes.
Media Networks. And you're with Danny White?
Yes.
That's good. Tell correct. Danny I said hello.
I will tell him you said hello.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Now,
yes.
Why didn't you tell us earlier?
Once again, I'm pretty sure we had this conversation.
We did not have this conversation.
I'm almost certain
Al
we did.
Says you like to keep this stuff on the down low
no,
for
that's
some
not true.
Reason.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know,
you
I
do
don't
that.
Like to bring it up and talk about it on the air
well, why
not about
not?
Me, because
he's not a bragger.
It's not about, I don't know.
You know what?
But whatever.
Here's my point. We have talked off the air before about how cool this is for you.
Yeah,
right?
It's a blast.
And we also talked off the air about how you wanted to do another game this year and how it was important to you to get another game. And I was rooting for you. Like, I wanted you to get another game. And you knew for a month you didn't say anything until 2 days ago.
I mean, I told you Monday.
Yeah, I know,
you
but
know,
like I felt like you were keeping this for me. I was a little
no.
bit insulted.
Why?
I've been working so hard behind the scenes for you on CBS Sports Network to get one of their games.
Yeah, that hasn't gone well.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever happened with
I
that?
I don't know. I did a game. Did they liked me and nothing.
Nothing. Is it their fault or is it
it's
your fault?
It's nobody's fault.
See,
did you tell them that you were unavailable for certain games or?
No. No, I've never done
I mean,
that.
Iron Eagle seems like he's doing every game everywhere. Kevin Harlan does every game everywhere.
He's got
Kenny
his kids
Albert
doing
is
stuff.
Flying all over the country.
Right.
You know, one day he's in Russia doing the Russian Olympics and then he's back over here doing a Knick game.
And this week so am I. Pittsburgh last night, Chicago Thursday, and Michigan on Sunday.
That's what I'm
That's
talking about.
Week.
That's the kind of
That's
work
a fun
ethic
week.
I'm all about right there.
Yeah.
Jerry, did you think that perhaps talking about it early would jinx it and then it wouldn't happen?
No.
That's how
would,
I would feel.
No, not at all. No. They asked me, I said yes. And then I know we had the conversation in your
I
office.
Don't remember it.
We did. It was a Sunday after, well, whatever. It was a Monday
Sunday.
After. It was a Monday morning after an NFL Sunday.
Yeah, I don't remember
And you
it.
Came in and you put the highlights on.
Yeah.
And they were running the Cowboy highlights. I said, oh, I'm getting to do another one this year. and you didn't seem all that interested.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it, maybe. Maybe
I that's listening. A different issue.
I mean, but when I first come in, I'm not thinking about talking to you about the Cowboys.
Yeah, you are okay. Mannequin-like when you first come in.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I
mean,
you're sitting and telling me I didn't tell you, but I did.
I have a routine.
Yeah, there's between 5 and 6, I have to repeat everything I say to you. Like, I'll say something, and then you'll just stare into space, and then, 3 seconds later, you go, what? And I say it again. But by 6, you're there.
Bad?
You're fine. You're great. Everything's perfect.
Is it that bad?
I think that it takes you a while to lather yourself up, and that time, you're just sort of absorbing information, and...
Are you mad that I made fun of your "How's you" yesterday?
No. Actually, you were spot on with that. Okay. You nailed that. I'm not mad at all. That was an apt description of me in that "How's you."
Okay.
Yeah, I was gargling that "How's you" at one point. Excuse me. It's delicious.
Anyway, Ron Rivera was fired. We know that. What else is interesting here? You had the Spurs beat the Rockets in double overtime, 135-133. They completely screwed up on a James Harden dunk. He dunked the ball.
Yeah.
They then ruled that he goaltended himself, which was wrong. Then they said the ball was out of bounds, which was wrong. The whole
was
thing.
There an issue with a guy cleaning up the court too?
That I don't know.
I thought there was. I don't know.
I think the pool reporter asked the officials, like, "How did you wipe away that dunk?" And he, because I guess Mike D'Antoni wanted them to look at it, and he said, "There's a 30-second period that you can ask," and he wasted the 30 seconds asking us why it wasn't a dunk. And then when he finally asked for the replay, they said the 30 seconds was up.
Oh,
so are they going to replay this game from that point on or something? Is there a possibility?
There's a possibility.
For real?
No, they'll never do that.
I did not see that.
Get out of here. Really?
Mm-hmm. Heard that on the SportsCenter.
Oh, my god.
That
goodness.
Would be very interesting if they do. They wound up losing in double overtime. Harden had 50 in the loss. Lakers won again. They're 18-3. Nets in Atlanta tonight. We'll have that on the Fan. Number one, Louisville did beat Michigan 58-43, and Duke beat Michigan State 87-75. Rutgers lost. St. John's won. You got the Greg Schiano press conference today. The Devils fire John Hines, promote Alain Nezredine to interim head coach. Then they went out and lost last night. To the Golden Knights, and the Canadians beat the Islanders 4-2.
All right, so coming up next, we teased this before, but Tiki Barber dropped a local sports bomb yesterday involving the New York Mets. Little Tiki Barber bomb.
Cool.
And we will hear it. We will dissect
it. Little Tiki Barber bomb, like little tight suit Tiki, or like...
No. I mean, we don't know.
Is this comparable to a Woj bomb?
It may be, but we just don't know if it's true. That's the thing.
But the way he talked about it is like, it's like he had inside info.
Yeah. So, Jerry, actually, if you want to hang out, I want to get your opinion on this, too. And you haven't heard it yet, right?
I have not.
You don't even know what it's about.
I don't.
All right. So when we come back, all of us will determine whether this is a real Tiki Barber bomb or a fake news Tiki Barber bomb.
All right.
Next on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.